Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jim
again.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
it. We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Happy holidays out there to everybody. It is Mindful Monday. Yes, and I know that you're feeling real, real good out there. I know that I'm feeling real, real good here. Because we're doing great things out here. I'd like to say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, because you know we're all over. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors, consultants, taking you to the top of your chart in education, workshops, training, and especially shaping the minds of those young ones out there. We're going to have some tips for you today. And Tiffany with an eye is going to come in briefly. We're going to be short and sweet and give you some of that moon movement, okay? You know, we like to let you know exactly what's happening with energies out here. And I'd like to say this. I want you to be mindful of this. Never conduct yourself in a shameful manner. Be unmoved by greed, by the desire for fame or anger. Worthy persons deserve to be called worthy because they are not carried away by the eight winds, which is prosperity, the kind, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. They are neither elated by prosperity nor greed or by decline. The heavenly guards will surely protect one who is unbending before the eight winds. And that's from my quote from one of my favorite mentors, Dasakuri Keita. But that is a statement from Nichiren Daishonin, which was the monk of the Daishonin philosophy of Buddhism, which is taught now. That's where we're in, okay? Buddhism had you teaching others according to their capacity to understand, but you have to keep yourself in check too. So I have a favorite mentor, Dasakuri Keita, and I'd like to say, you know, change is here. It is here. So say, welcome, congratulations to our first female black mayor, Karen Bass. She will be sworn in on December 11th. You know, my statement, and whenever I think of her, whenever I think of myself, I always say never forget where you come from, but be undefeated to get where you should be. So Karen Bass, we love you. This is such a great change. Just sit back and relax.
In a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. So now I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last for long. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
Change agents, but it's the change makers that really, really make it happen. So keep the hope alive out there and be undefeated, fearless, and get the job done. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war, when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth.
You know, we're all out here to make that change. And in order to get that change made, relationships start with you, giving yourself love and acceptance, and you will attract it from others. Keep that in mind. I have to have you that on mind for Monday. You know, we're out here. I have Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I strategize, I change it, and I complete it. She's going to come up and give us some information about this moon movement. We're going to be short and sweet this evening, and then we'll talk about some tips and let you get back out if you're still out there or if you need to go out there and keep on shopping and having fun and be joyful, happy, and safe. Tiffany with an I, welcome in. How are you this evening?
I am doing well this Monday. How are you?
Well, you know me, it's Mindful Monday, so we have a lot of things to be mindful for. But I needed you to start us off. I'm so glad you're here. I know it's getting busy out there, December. Lots of organizations are doing things. There's just one coming up on Saturday, Surf, and she's giving a toy and turkey giveaway. And hopefully she will join us before Saturday and give us some information on it. You know, it gets like down to the drawing line, so you can't get a commitment. Hopefully Miss Debbie Kathy Sutton, the CEO of Surf, will come on and just give us a little information. But right now, I need you to talk to us about this moon movement out here because these energies are heavy. You know, we like to give them a little bit of update. We're not scientists over here, but we do pay attention. Talk to us, Tiffany.
That's right. We're not experts. We're not gurus, but we do our research, and we want to share in the information that we have. So, on the 7th of December, which is coming up in a couple days, we have a full moon in Gemini. Now, this full moon in Gemini will be giving us the push we need to express our needs and evaluate our emotions through logic as we progress to a highly spiritual place. So, We have higher learning. That's all what Sagittarius is about, like higher learning. So we're you know, there in the higher plane of our spirituality. But the day prior to that, which is December 6th, Mercury, who is the planetary ruler of the moon, enters Capricorn. And Capricorn is the sign of structure. So that's going to, you know, help us with the wishy-washiness of Mars retrograde.
Okay.
And Neptune through practicality and reason. So we still have a Mars retrograde. And, you know, this is, you know, we're out of the majority of the retrogrades. But Mars went into retrograde, and we're still having to deal with that. So with Mars retrograding and Neptune, we will look at things practical and with reason. And, you know, the Mars retrograde will allow us to have patience.
Good. Okay.
So.
Wow. I definitely need to be
able to manage it. Right? So also with the Mars retrograde, we in Gemini, you know, in the full moon being in Gemini, we will want to make moves and take actions towards transforming and developing our present and future's ambitions in order to attain, you know, our dreams, our aspirations.
Okay.
But we'll have Neptune in Pisces, which, you know, Neptune creates illusion. So sometimes you think that it's too good to be true. And when Neptune comes into play, it does play like little tricks. So you could be feeling a little wishy-washy. You could be feeling, you know, things ignite that may look, they may look real, but they're not. So that's Neptune is the planet of illusion. So what probably looks like a reality will not be. And that's what Neptune does. And so don't let, you know, Neptune, because it's in Pisces, take your focus away from your dreams.
I got you.
You know, because it'll create illusions like, oh, this is not happening when, you know, it really is happening. So don't allow Neptune to steal your thunder like that. So what you really want to do is to insert your visions towards the creation of the reality that you want, because Saturn will be in Aquarius. So you can, you know, activate all those things that you want in your reality through the energy of Saturn and Aquarius. So we've got a lot going on with this full moon in Gemini, and we're in Sagittarius of higher learning and deep thinking and, you know, clearing blockages, moving on, removing what doesn't serve us, and really desiring what we want and getting to the root of it. And I know you and I discussed it earlier today that I think Stephanie's coming on tomorrow. What is she to talk to about? I know she does.
She will be on. She's going to do that root chakra, because that's that
right.
Base,
so
that's
root of it.
Yeah. So it, you know, it's sort of like right in tune. We, you know, we trying to give them a little bit of information about that heart chakra, but this is the master coming on tomorrow. So get plenty of pads and pencils. Because, yeah, she's going to lay it out there. And she's been traveling a lot. You know, I haven't spoke with her. I hope she's not nasally and got caught up with the hoops and hoops, because we really need her here tomorrow to lay out that number one root, okay? Because that's the base. And that's where it forms from. And it connects up everything else. So that's what you're telling me. You know, we got to insert that vision. And also, you know, with Neptune making an illusion, life is an illusion. And then you got that outside, that the minute you on your track, if you notice that when you're getting your points down, your bullet points down, and you're really excited, then here comes something from the left or the right. Stay focused, people. Stay focused. Because as I'm hearing here, it's just an illusion. Don't get taken off your track. It always happens that way. You work on a certain plan, and individuals will call, and they know that that's a special time, but they can only do it at that time. You know, I just look at them and say, sorry, I can't help you. But I'm so glad. I know you're busy out there, and I was trying to, leave that spot because, you know, when they get a hold of you out there, they don't like to let you go. But I did want to talk a little bit about shopping out there because you're telling us what's happening with these illusions and stuff. But I was out there looking at those shoppers. And, you know, people are laughing and smiling. Didn't too many people have on masks. I keep mine on. Sometimes I keep two or three of them on, okay? And I noticed that I wanted to put some holiday tips out there because there's a lot going on. And when you're out there making those moves and shopping and going into your wallets and pulling out your credit cards and digging in your purse for your money, be aware. Okay, because people are watching. They're watching. And there's all types of, I'm going to say there's all type of teams out there. And they use great strategy with how they position themselves, okay? And with the cell phones in, there might be one sitting in front of an establishment. So you come out with 104 bags, dragging them like Santa Mama or Santa Claus. And they get on the phone, see whether you get on the elevator. They know you're going on the second floor in the parking structure if you happen to be in that type of setup. And you get up to the parking structure, and in some areas they have the pay machines for your tickets, and you digging in your purse looking for your money. Have that dollar already in your hand. Go scan that ticket. Look around and go to your automobile. Now, all of those 10,000 bags that you have to put in a car, position yourself so you can see anybody mm-hmm. walking up on you, okay? Because if your head is in the car, your behind is sticking out, you placing the bags in the back seat, mm-hmm. they're behind your back. So you find a way so that you can watch everything that's moving because I was looking. And I said, I'm so glad that I had some bad acting brothers and stuff because, see, if you know about that stuff, you look out for that stuff, okay? It's all in the home training, as I say, or it's in the blood. And if something don't look right, guess what? It's not right. You might see a gentleman. I saw a gentleman yesterday sitting at the second level in a parking structure on a motorcycle. And I said, if that motorcycle stops, he's going to pull it to the side. What is he doing sitting up there? But he had his eyesight dead on that ticket machine. And I kind of looked over and I act like I didn't see him, but I saw him. So I'm just saying, be aware out here. There's teams moving. We're having fun. We've been shut down. We're open. We're loose. We're free. Do not relax. And if you got a lot of bags and you got the baby stroller with you and you have to go shopping with the baby, try to have some assistance with you because there's no way you can take care of the baby, move all the bags, and pay attention to where you are out there. Some of us have to do it that way, you know, but it's like it's crazy. It is crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I like to get out and just, I might not be shopping, but I just like to watch the movement, okay? Because and don't leave your grocery bags in the back of the car. You might go to the car and all your little bread and eggs and milk is gone. The wind is broke because it's just that time, okay? And no
right.
one really,
you should,
really mm-hmm. care.
You should put them in a trunk, right?
Totally. But
maybe
then,
put them in a trunk.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. can put them in a trunk, but depending on the type of trunk you have, you might come back and they might have been removed from that trunk, okay? And one of my pet peeves is, you know, pay attention. When you pull out of those parking structures going home, pay attention to that mirror. Pay attention. You know, we just get in the car and drive, and I know we have to watch for distance in California and the red lights and the one that gets sped through the light. We have to do all of that. But watch that rearview mirror. You turn a few corners, and that car is still turning the corners, I'm going to give you a secret. Know your area. Know your community. Just drive right on down into the parking garage at the LAPD. Drive on in there like you're the command officer. And as you driving in, be on that phone and let them know that somebody's following you. I don't think they're going to come down there, okay? That's too much firepower down there waiting on them. Never, ever go straight home. Never, ever use the same route. Never, ever let anybody pin your movements, and especially around holiday time. So those are the tips that I wanted to talk about because it's crazy out there, okay? And it's there, we know we love our family. And some of us don't think that way. And most of the time, we've never experienced those types of things. But they're out there. And it's holiday time. And people are hurting. People have money. Some people don't have money. And a lot of people, they don't like to work for nothing. They'd rather take your stuff that you've been working your behind off for to get. So just kind of like be aware of it. Be aware of the movements. And watch that rear view mirror, day and night. It's not too good. I don't care about riding at night. Sometimes you have to be out there. But get in the habit of watching who's moving with you, okay? Because they're very crafty, and they're very knowledgeable, and they are going, and they're up to taking your stuff, okay? So I just wanted to put that out there because I was witness to it. It didn't matter about the rain. It was out there raining with the umbrellas and the galoshes and everything on. And in the stores, you see some strange individuals. They look strange, okay? They look strange. So I pay attention. Pay attention. If you're in one area and then you look up and they in every area you in, then you need to leave the store. Leave them in there and just let them do their sightseeing or whatever they're going to be doing out there because it's serious. So that's my holiday tips, and we'll have more, and I'm going to try to get the singing chef on because I know he's very, very busy, but, you know, for our gatherings and for our events, and he knows the trick of the trade, and he also has great, great advice, you know, for persons that are hosting parties and things of that nature. So I'm really, really trying to get him on if I can tie him down. So I'm done. I'm complete with my information that I'm giving, and you've given the moon movement out there, and it's on December 7th. So today is the 5th, so we have 2 days. I appreciate you. I know that you're out there trying to take care of business, but we come on and we give them a little. That's why we're going to be short and sweet today, okay? We're going to keep it a little light. So I'd like you, Tiffany, with an eye. I know it's things happening. You know, you got to give us that closing word. So what is it going to be?
Well, I do agree with you on the tips. I will just share briefly. Yesterday I was out with my mom, and we were at a place, and it was a young lady. She had, you know, a purse and, like, one of those roll-away pieces of luggage, and she just kept circling. You know, she didn't buy anything, but she just kept coming back where we were, you know, and back and forth. And, you know, I was paying attention, but my mother was just busy shopping, right?
Okay.
And doing her thing.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm looking at the activity, and I'm looking at her, you know, complimenting her on some of the things that she bought, that kind of thing. And you're right, you have to pay attention because people are out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's not to take away from the festivities of the holidays. It's just to pay attention and be aware, because that's when you're not as aware, as you say, like have your keys ready when you're going to the car. If you have to get a ticket to enter the parking structure, make sure you have everything ready when you leave the store so that you can insert your credit card or put the cash in, and you have your keys ready, because you're right. You know, people fumbling around in purses and things, and you put your bags down, and there might, you know what I mean? You might encounter a, you know, a person who's looking at you, and, you know, because you're not prepared. You're just kind of making your way to your car. But the more prepared you are in life, then the better off you'll be. But I appreciate that tip, because that actually did occur yesterday. So I was like, that is so on time. That was timely, because I did experience that. And I was aware. I was aware, but, you know, I was with my mom. But, you know, as we all should be good, you know, watch over everybody and try to watch ourselves as best as we can, you know, during the holiday season. It's a good thing. So that's what I would, say yes to what you're saying in terms of your tip. And, you know, as I had that experience yesterday, that was a good tip.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm trying to stay on it here, and I'll repeat to you, because I don't think you were on when I gave them as far, you know, we always talk about the being swayed and blown a while on the leaf on the tree, and it is, you know, as Stephanie mentioned 2 weeks ago, you know, don't be saddened or don't get discouraged if you can't buy everything you want to buy. You know, just sit down and do some homemade stuff, or, you know, make a card and stuff, because this is the commercial time and everybody's out there doing it. And my thing is compare. You know, don't grab at the thing you see. Compare. Basically know what you're going in to look for. You know, some people, like, you have a list. If you know you got 10 people to buy for, make that list, okay? You go get Susie a shirt. You go get the girl some lip gloss. Yeah, make a list so that you're not really wasting a lot of time, because the lines are long. People's patience is short. You have to pay attention to what's up around you, because I can guarantee you somebody is watching you, okay? They're watching you. So I never have, I don't dig for anything. As a matter of fact, I think ladies should take a very small bag, you know, that not a big purse hanging over their shoulders, because you have people that can brush up against you and take everything out that purse that you have in there, and you'll never feel them, okay? Especially if it's in a crowded place, or, you know, you got all kind of stuff going on. And with all of this stuff that we're all going through, it's going triple duty. So I just wanted to put those tips out there. It was just eating at me. You know, I know we're all mindful, and but we're also a bit relaxed out there, too, because this is like a new beginnings, and it's just like letting that hen out the hen house, if you want to say it that way. But I just be safe, you know, pay attention. Just be safe. If somebody's walking by, I let no one walk behind me, period. If somebody's walking behind me, I'm going to stop and move to the side. You cannot walk behind me. And I've been like that as a child, okay? If you're walking behind me, you're going to have to go around. I'll walk behind you, but you will not walk behind me. So those eyes are moving out there. You have to be cautious. You have to be aware. And again, if you find somebody following you, drive them to the garage of the LAPD. Find a police station and drive right into the garage. Okay, it's always somebody sitting out there. And let them know you're coming in. I bet you that traveler will make a left or a right turn. I don't think they're going to follow you down in that garage. Yeah, turn a few corners. Turn a few. I had a young lady, and she was about 4 years old. And we would hang out, and she and her mom, we would come in, and she was four. She said, "Mommy, Mommy, Miss Linda's not going to go straight home. Watch." And she was 4 years old, and she paid attention to that. And I said, "You know why, right?" I said, "Because you don't want anybody to know your patterns and stuff. You got all kind of people. That's what they do. They seek. If you got a thief, people breaking mailboxes, well, we should stop them." I said, "It's a thief is going to get what they want, okay? I don't care if there's a camera out there or what, because they know how to shield that camera. That's what they do, okay? We know that it's not the proper thing to do, but you cannot stop that. They're going to steal. A thief is a thief. Same thing with a tracker, of someone following you, you know, keep those kids close to you and tell them to learn how to don't talk to strangers, too, because strangers will walk up to your kids, especially at holiday season. Oh, you're getting happy for Christmas and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Let them say it across the room, okay? Don't let them close to your kids, period, because everybody is not good-hearted out there, and everybody's intentions are not good, even though yours is, you know, but everybody's not the same, and you really don't want to not trusting anybody, but I'm going to say trust yourself, trust your instinct, and work on your relationship with you. And all that protection will be around you. Like I said, worthy persons deserve to be called worthy because they are not carried away by the eight winds, which is prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Okay? They are neither elated by prosperity nor grieved by decline. The heavenly gods will surely protect one who is unbending before the eight winds. So I just want to have everybody think about those eight winds and do not allow yourself to be swayed like a leaf on a tree. All right, wherever way the wind blows, stand firm, be safe, stay aware, stay kind, and just enjoy your life. Build your happiness from within. Once you build it from within, it's going to beam from in to out to no matter where you go. It's going to brighten up every door you dot in and every step that you take. Please keep that in mind. It's Mindful Monday. Tiffany with the Now. We love you. And I'll be speaking with you later. Please enjoy your evening. It is short and sweet,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank you. Mindful Monday. Stephanie.
You won't make it.
the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.